With the drastic increase in crime across this country over the last couple of years, combined with the Democrats across the country going soft on violent criminals, and the anti-gunners trying to disarm us at every turn, let's start talking about some of the self-defense stories that prove what I've been saying on this channel for years. You are your own first responder. First off, if you think the Constitution says that you and I have that right to defend ourselves without government intrusion, like this video and subscribe to the channel right down here. It's free, it just tells YouTube that this channel has worthy information and more people get to know what's going on. Also, double check your subscription, please, and thank you to CMMG. That's one of my gatekeepers right there. They make great tools made here in America. Some are big, some are small, some go boom and bang. They come in different colors. And if you use my code GNG10 on their website, when you shop for your tools, you'll save huge. Thank you to CMMG for helping me defend my castle. Now, over the last few days, there were several break-ins that led to self-defense shootings that I want folks to be aware of. These are stories that I usually read and just digest and try to keep myself on the ready. But I think I'm going to start bringing more of them to light because people need to understand time is of the essence. I want people to also realize that in none of these instances were any of these victims of these criminal acts afforded that luxury of time. Time to make a phone call to a police dispatcher who then takes time to enter the call on the computer and then takes time to call a responding officer who then takes time to get in their car and drive on down to your place with the hope of saving the day. That's a lot of time, guys and gals. It doesn't happen very often when evil meets you eye to eye, face to face, that there is a government agent there waiting for it. You are your own Department of Self-Defense. The first of four I want to tell you about. Very early yesterday morning, three criminals attempted to break into an apartment in Oklahoma City. This led to a confrontation with the resident, which escalated into one of the intruders being shot in self-defense. That party was rushed to the hospital, but the other two are still on the lam. No time to wait for some cop to mosey on over and save them. And the second scenario I'm telling you about took place Thursday night. A 37-year-old man forced his way into the residence of a Reading, Pennsylvania homeowner. When he came upon the two residents of the home, he attacked them, which caused him to get shot in the leg. Even though he was injured, he was able to flee the scene, but ultimately the police did catch him down the road somewhere. Again, no time to depend on that police department to save you when you need them. Number three, in the early morning hours on Friday, a 33-year-old man broke into a house in McCalla, Alabama. An altercation took place between the man who broke in and the occupants of the home. The dude who broke into the house was shot and ultimately lost his life. Number four, in the early morning hours Saturday, a 28-year-old man broke into the home of an elderly homeowner in Española, New Mexico. When the homeowner confronted the intruder in his home, in his garage, he was attacked, which prompted him to shoot the intruder in self-defense. The criminal who broke in ultimately collapsed and died on the scene, and the old elderly homeowner was not injured. That's just four. A lot more took place over the last couple days. And there were a lot of similarities between all of these incidents. One is, of course, some criminal dirtbag decided to break into the home of someone else. Another similarity, and most importantly in my mind, and I want you to tell me down below, is that in none of these incidents were people afforded the luxury of time. When evil meets you face to face, the last thing you should be thinking about is making a damn phone call. You are your own first responder. Understand that and act accordingly. Arm yourselves. Train yourselves. Get to know your neighbors because your lives very well could depend on it. Check out CMMG if you need tools to help your castle remain safe and use code GNG10 to help you accomplish that goal for less cost. Guys and gals, Let me know what you think about me bringing some of these self-defense incidents to light, if it's something you want to see more of. Because I think we need to understand how often people save themselves with a firearm. Because we need that information to fight the anti-gunners who say, yeah, people don't defend themselves with guns. No, this is, they're just bad. We need to take them. There's a reason they want the guns, y'all. There's a reason they want the guns. Let me know down below what you think about this. Is this something I should do more often? And I appreciate y'all. Check your subscription, please. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.